Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 25th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The autonomous driving startup Pony AI received a taxi license to operate 100 self-driving cars as traditional taxis in the Nansha district of Guangzhou. While Pony AI received approval to charge fees to operate robo-taxis in Beijing last year, this is the first taxi license granted in China for autonomous vehicles. The company said it plans to launch service in two other large Chinese cities next year. The European Union agreed to the terms of the Digital Services Act. While the exact text has not been released, it contains a number of obligations for tech platforms, banning things like ad targeting based on religion, sexual orientation, and ethnicity, prohibiting so-called dark patterns in platform UIs, requiring transparency on recommendation algorithms for large platforms, and providing greater transparency on content takedowns with a clear appeals process. The act must still be voted into law. This is different from the EU's Digital Markets Act, which focuses on creating a level playing field. Reuters sources say Twitter may announce it accepts Elon Musk's roughly $43 billion acquisition offer as early as April 25th, once the board meets to recommend the transaction to shareholders. Reuters sources note the deal is not final and could collapse at the last minute. Twitter would reportedly still be able to accept an offer from another party, but would require paying Musk a breakup fee. According to data from the National Payments Corporation of India, Google Pay and Walmart's Phone Pay combined for more than 80% of the market. But last week, WhatsApp got approval to roll out WhatsApp Pay to 100 million more users in India, and that's about a fourth of its user base in the country. However, new rules require that no third-party payment provider can exceed 30% market share, and that may help WhatsApp make the case to get more approvals. The Economic Times of India sources say Amazon India acquired the women-focused social commerce startup Glowroad in an attempt to further expand into the rapidly growing social commerce space. Glowroad will continue to operate as an independent unit post-acquisition. Insider sources say Instagram began testing a new templates feature with a small group of creators, which will let users create reels with the same format as other reels. TikTok already offers a templates feature to drop in media into preset formats. Several iOS developers report receiving an email from Apple with an app improvement notice warning that apps that haven't been updated in a significant amount of time will be removed if not updated within 30 days. This doesn't appear to be a new policy from Apple, rather an enforcement change. Apple changed its policy in 2016 to say it would start removing abandoned apps. After removal, any app downloaded will remain on user devices. Sony announced Friday that it plans to launch its revamped PlayStation Plus subscription tiers. This starts on May 23rd in most of Asia, June 1st in Japan, June 13th in the Americas, and June 22nd in Europe. Bloomberg sources say private equity firms, including Blackstone Inc. and KKR & Co., have expressed a preliminary takeover interest in Ubisoft, although neither have entered into serious negotiations. Kotaku sources say that Ubisoft hired outside consultancy firms in recent years to audit its business units to potentially make an acquisition more appealing. GM will use its new Ultium energy recovery system on vehicles like the new Hummer and Blazer EVs. This is based around an advanced heat pump to repurposed waste energy, with GM claiming it can increase range up to 10% on the Hummer or precondition batteries to optimize for things like faster charging or acceleration. Framework, the modular laptop platform, announced that the main board for it is now available separately in the Framework marketplace. You don't have to buy the whole laptop. The main board has the processor, slots for memory and storage, and connectors for expansion cards and up to four displays. There are three versions with three different Intel chips from $399 all the way up to $799. Framework also published documentation and 3D printable designs for cases. Mark Gurman reports that Apple began work on an iMac model using an M3 processor, although he doesn't believe it would be released until the end of 2023. Gurman also believes that some 2023 Apple Watches will get satellite connectivity through a partnership with Globalstar, providing emergency communications features in areas without cell coverage. Google filed a trademark on the phrase Pixel Watch with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, which covers smartwatches and accessories. Over the years, several rumors and leaks allege that Google plans to release a first-party Wear OS device, but no word on when it might actually be released. Asus announced that its ProArt Display PA147CDV, a 1920x550 14-inch portable touchscreen monitor with a 32x9 aspect ratio, will come out in Q2 2022. Pitched as a secondary display for creatives, it supports Microsoft's Pen Protocol 2.0 and includes a dial as a control interface. No word on pricing. And finally, Reuters sources say Tencent's live streaming platform Huya plans to cut hundreds of staff, largely with its international-focused unit Nemo TV. As of 2020, Huya listed 2,075 employees. The Chinese outlet TechPlant also reported that Huya rival Doutu plans to lay off employees as well. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.